Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hi, and welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm your host, Kathy Orman. Our topic today is emotions that can drive you to eat. In order to dig into the topic of how emotions can drive you to eat, I will talk about the emotional eating and its big issues that it has for us. I'll talk about the triggers for emotional eating and the difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger. And then I'll share with you 5 positive steps that you can take to break the negative cycle of emotional eating. So let's get started by looking at the many reasons for eating. There's lots of reasons for eating other than the fact that your body requires nutrition in order to thrive. Some of those reasons are positive and some are not so positive. So on the positive side, food is so often a means or an instrument for wonderful social connection. It can definitely bring people together for social enjoyment, like family reunions or high school reunions. And it can also be a part of a special reward, or perhaps to celebrate a special event or a milestone in life. Things like special birthdays, graduations, weddings, or even anniversaries. So food actually is a very special part of our culture, really. On the flip side, there are reasons why many people turn to food when they're not physically hungry. Reasons like to satisfy a craving. And cravings actually are a whole other issue, but people can also turn to food to fulfill a need for comfort or maybe to relieve boredom. And often food can be used as a mindless action within an activity, something like consuming a whole bag of potato chips while you're watching TV. Some people are simply eating because it's a habit. Or maybe people are eating because it's an effort to relieve stress. Emotional eating is when you eat to feed emotional needs instead of eating to feed your body. Emotional eating does not address the problem, the challenge, or the issue, so it doesn't solve anything. The problem is still there when the eating is over, and you could find yourself in a negative cycle that goes around and around, a negative spiral. One of the biggest reasons for emotional eating is stress, or issues related to stress, which can cause us to feel a need for comfort food. So what are the biggest issues that emotional eating causes for us? Well, there's several issues. Emotional eating ends up being a tool for avoidance. When we cover up our emotions or stuff them, we consciously or maybe subconsciously change our focus to food as an avoidance tool. That way, we don't have to acknowledge whatever's going on inside of us. The real issues going on are never dealt with. The underlying problem is never solved. And covering up the emotions by eating can become a habit that's really hard to break later on. It becomes a downward negative cycle that can be really hard to stop. Another issue is that emotional eating can lead to weight gain, and that ultimately can result in poor self-esteem, lack of confidence, a feeling of hopelessness, and feelings of shame. Another issue with emotional eating is that you end up feeling worse. The food's gone, but the result is really undesirable. In the end, you actually feel worse rather than better. The food is often comfort food or junk food that's usually full of unhealthy fats, or maybe unhealthy sugars, and that can contribute to weight gain. And the whole thing can leave you feeling guilty or ashamed. Sometimes you might even feel physically overstuffed or physically unwell afterwards. And you're often upset with yourself about a lack of willpower. So those are some of the big issues that emotional eating can cause for us. What are the triggers for emotional eating? If you realize that you've been caught up in emotional eating, but you're not sure why it's been happening for you, here's a list of triggers for emotional eating. Some reasons that you might want to think about. One trigger is overall stress. Perhaps you're needing a release valve from a stressful situation, a stressful relationship, or maybe a stressful job. Maybe you're feeling a lot of pressure. Another trigger could be boredom. It can cause your mind to wander, and it can lead to thinking about something you enjoy or something you wish you were doing, such as eating something sweet or perhaps some salty junk food. Loneliness is another trigger. If you spend a lot of time alone, it can lead to stress and a need for comfort food. Exhaustion. That's also a trigger. Feeling worn out or exhausted can lead to any number of emotional states, and it can end up as emotional eating. Depression can also be a trigger for emotional eating. Depression often causes a very definite need for comfort food, or to feel happy, or just to feel better, which can lead to eating. Other extreme emotions that lead to a need for calmness or to feel comfortable are things like anger and resentment, shame, sadness, nervousness, and fear. Extreme positive emotions, believe it or not, can also be a trigger for emotional eating. Now, you might wonder, how can that be? But extreme positive emotions are still emotions, and they can still lead you to emotional eating. An example would be extreme happiness. If it causes you to feel like you are in unfamiliar territory, or you may be feeling that you're kind of out of your league in what's going on, even though it's so happy, you might feel the need for comfort food. And this could hold true for somebody, for instance, who self-sabotages. Another trigger for emotional eating could be habits from childhood. Sometimes emotional or comfort eating is tied to habits from our childhood or from our cultural background. For example, a mother might shower her family with love, or what she considers to be love, by making their favorite cinnamon buns whenever there's a stressful situation. That's her way of showering them with her comforting love. Social pressure could also be a trigger. There are also times when in social situations, you may not want to stand out, or you may not want to be noticed. You might want to fit in instead of being standing out like a sore thumb. An example would be at a social gathering at a restaurant, for example, when everyone is ordering dessert from the dessert menu. You may not want a dessert exactly because you might be full, but on the other hand, you don't want to be the only one not ordering a dessert. So in that case, it's kind of like social pressure or maybe peer pressure. So what's the difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger? That's a really important question. And there are 6 main differences. The first difference is sudden and urgent onset. So most of the time, emotional hunger hits you quite suddenly, and it feels very urgent because it's triggered by a sudden emotion or a sudden scenario. Physical hunger actually happens more gradually, and it doesn't have that same urgent feeling to it. So that's the first main difference. The second difference is fixation on comfort foods. Emotional hunger is strongly fixated on certain comfort foods, particularly sweets or fatty snacks, something that will give you an energy rush. Often you feel that you must have those certain foods and nothing else will do. Physical hunger isn't specifically focused on comfort foods. When you're physically hungry, you're usually looking for a whole meal that would include healthy foods and not just sugary foods. Oftentimes as well, when you're physically hungry, you're not so fixated on certain foods that you must have. Often it's more that you're looking for choices. So another difference is mindless eating. Emotional hunger leads to mindless eating, where you're not aware of the specific details that are involved in eating. Details like taste, smell, the enjoyment of food, or even you may even be unaware of the amount you're consuming. Physical hunger actually leads to eating with awareness and for the purpose of enjoying the food in limited quantities. So the fourth difference is unstoppable eating. Emotional hunger seems to have no limits in terms of stopping. So often the tendency is to eat more than a normal portion of food. You often end up feeling totally stuffed and uncomfortable, not even aware of how much food you've eaten. Physical hunger, on the other hand, is satisfied when you're physically full. So there is generally a less of a tendency to overeat. The fifth main difference is negative feelings. Emotional hunger almost always results in a whole lot of negative feelings, and that perpetuates the cycle, which makes things worse. These are feelings like regret, guilt, shame, sometimes even embarrassment. Physical hunger results in feeling satisfied, mentally, emotionally, and physically satisfied. There are very few, if any, negative feelings after you've satisfied physical hunger because you've actually fulfilled your intention to give your body the nutrition it needs. And the sixth difference is the location of the hunger. Emotional hunger is a craving or a recurring thought that you just can't seem to get out of your head, no matter how hard you try. It's also focused on particular tastes, textures, or smells. Physical hunger is different because it's located in the stomach and it shows up as hunger pangs or as a growling stomach. In certain cases, it could be coupled with feeling tired or having low blood sugar. So we're going to take a break right now and have a word from our sponsor. When we come back, I'll tell you about five positive steps that you can take to break the negative cycle of emotional eating. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Tenacious Living. Choose your adventure. 29 ways to build inner strength and success. This book is an inspiration and will motivate you to look at the challenges in your life in a new way. Enter the lives of others and find the inspiration to transform your life today. The authors who have shared their stories of overcoming adversity. Visit chooseyouradventure.com/meet-the-co-authors.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back. Before the break, We talked about emotional eating and the big issues that it causes for us. We talked about the triggers for emotional eating and the difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger. We're going to get into the 5 positive steps to break the negative cycle of emotional eating. But just before we do, I want to tell you that I would love to hear from you, the listeners. Sugar Talk and More is all about finding ways that work for you to have an amazing, healthy, and happy life. There's lots of information, there's great tips, and there's steps that you can use to lose weight, look good, feel great, and avoid common chronic illnesses so that you can live a healthy and energetic life. I would love to hear feedback from you. I would love to start a conversation. What information from Sugar Talk and More has caught your attention? What tips or steps have you tried? How is it working for you? What are your thoughts? What health issues are your biggest concerns? How have you used the information from Sugar Talk and More to enhance your life? What would you like more information about? What would help you to live energetically and reach your health goals? I invite you to email me at info@kathyorman.com. That's info@kathyorman.com. In the subject line, please type in Sugar Talk and More so that it will grab my attention right away. I will make every effort to respond to you in a timely manner. So now let's get into the 5 steps that you can take to break the negative cycle of emotional eating. So these steps are kind of in order. I'm not going to do the countdown or any of that sort of thing. So we'll just start with step number 1. The first thing that you want to do is make sure you have knowledge. You want to learn the differences between emotional hunger and physical hunger. That's so that you can evaluate when you're hungry whether or not it's physical hunger or whether it actually is emotional hunger. So that's the first positive step, knowledge. The second positive step is to take a break. Now that might not seem like it's very impactful or powerful, but actually it is quite powerful. When a craving suddenly comes on, don't deny the craving. Instead, you want to take a short break, anywhere from 1 to 5 minutes. And the reason that you don't want to deny the craving is because, of course, that just makes it all worse. It makes it much stronger. So when you take a break, it actually gives you a chance to think about what's happening in your body and with your emotions. This gives you a chance to essentially step back and be a detective for a moment. What you want to do is ask yourself a few questions, such as, is this a physical hunger or is this an emotional hunger? Is my tummy growling or is this a thought that I just can't seem to get out of my head? Am I bored? Did an incident just happen that triggered the desire to eat? Am I feeling lonely or do I need some social connectedness? Am I feeling a high amount of stress in my life and need a release valve? What's happening that I need to feel comforted by food? So once you've asked yourself a few good questions and thought about it and determined that it's physical hunger, the best thing to do is to try and have something healthy to eat instead of reaching for the closest junk foods. So that's the goal, is to sort of focus on the healthy stuff. On the other hand, if you have determined that it's emotional hunger that you're feeling, you might still decide to eat the food you're craving, but at least you have more awareness and you've made a conscious decision instead of being caught in an emotional, automatic, mindless response. So it's really important to be able to make the choice rather than feeling driven. It's very important. So that's the second positive step. The third positive step is to figure out the triggers. So you want to learn to identify and be aware of your emotional eating triggers. These can be very individual and specific for you. Everybody's different. Probably no two people have exactly the same triggers. So you can use a journal or a diary as a helpful awareness tool to figure out your triggers. In the journal, what you want to do is track your moods or your emotions. You want to track what happened immediately before you had the urge to eat, including how you felt or what sparked the desire to eat. Was there something that upset you? You also want to track how you felt before you ate and what you ate or what you wanted to eat, maybe. And it's a good idea to track how you felt while you were eating as well and how you felt after you ate. So after you've recorded all of this information, what you can do is backtrack using this information, and that will help you to figure out what your triggers are. When you've determined the triggers, you can make a list in your journal. Step number four is to feed your emotions in a positive way. So once you have identified the emotional trigger or triggers, you can look for a positive way to deal with that emotion. Here are some examples. If you're feeling lonely, make a call to a friend and arrange to them for a cup of tea or coffee, or maybe join a meetup group and meet new people. If you're feeling anxious, maybe get on your bike and go for a spin, or perhaps do some physical exercises to burn off some of that anxious energy. If you're feeling mentally stressed, take a break. Go for a brisk walk and clear your mind. And that'll also give you a change of scenery for a few minutes too. If you're feeling exhausted, consciously have a healthy, balanced snack or a cup of tea as a pick-me-up. Maybe a warm bath would be a good idea, or perhaps you need to go to bed early to get a good night's sleep. So that's step number four, feed your emotions in a positive way. Step number five, this one's really important. Keep yourself strong. Developing a healthy lifestyle as a priority will help you stay positive and give you strength and energy to deal with any emotional issues that arise. This would include developing good sleep habits. It would include having a whole foods lifestyle every day. Getting proper exercise every day is also a good idea. It also includes having a solid spiritual connection and taking time to relax. You also want to develop a circle of friends so that you have social time with others. Emotions are part of the circle of things we call our primary food. These are the elements in life that keep us healthy, happy, balanced, and absolutely loving life. These are the elements that keep us bouncing along and whistling our song. The food we eat is called secondary food, and it actually fits into the larger circle of primary food. Through health coaching, I work with clients to balance the secondary food and also the primary food in their life so that they can live life to the fullest and healthiest extent. If you are ready to find your perfect secondary or primary food balance and live the life you desire, contact me. I can get you started with a free health coaching session. You can go to my website, www.kathyorman.com. That's www.kathyorman.com. Or you can call me, 403-453-4452. I now offer group health coaching. If you work in an office where everyone is thinking about how to kick the sugar, how to lose weight, how to look good and feel great, give me a call. I'd be happy to set up a group program for you and your coworkers. Let's start a conversation about living a healthy and energetic lifestyle. I invite you to email me at info@kathyorman.com. In the subject line, type Sugar Talk and More so it will grab my attention right away. That's our show for today. Next week, the topic will be Emotional Freedom Technique, and we're going to have a special guest with us. Thanks for joining me. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye now.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.